Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
No place for BA.
Well, I don't think this is a BA game. I think he's going to be used as a decoy.
All right.
This has Debo Kittle written all over it.
Physical game.
I think this is a tone setter game.
I like that. Five plays. Shasky has to see. Anybody else want to chime in on that? 888-957-9570. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM in HD1 San Francisco. Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Now I'm envisioning a graphic. I'm going to throw you a little dime here. Graphic. Shasky's at the chalk. He's got the five plays, and he's got the five linemen. The center is a square, circle, 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 circle. He's got his running back. He's got his quarterback. Mm-hmm. And his five plays. He's got the drag route. He's got a smoke screen. He's got all this stuff. He's
Ryder.
Got the back chalkboard. Ryder in quotation marks.
I need the John Gruden body, but with the Shasky photoshopped head.
Wow.
And Madden's hands are just up, and you just see all the little ask Shasky. Look at that.
Yeah, ask Shasky. Like Shasky's Griders.
As a designer of play calls.
I mean, speaking of Sam Darnold, as a thrower of the football yesterday.
Hey, man, y'all gonna
he threw
be my
for 206
doable.
Yards.
Hey,
can we all chill?
But they shut the playbook down, though. They didn't have to throw
that
the ball.
That Jefferson connection.
He threw a bomb to him.
Right now.
He threw a bomb to him.
Niners
hey.
Win by 20 next week.
Hey, man, listen. That... And I think of my boy Shaka in Berkeley. Look at the Minnesota. I want to get through the Jets first, and we're going to recap this game, and we're going to have a short turnaround with the Minnesota Vikings. These 10 o'clock starts, short week in Minnesota, I don't like it. That's a good football team. Aaron Jones, 14 carries, 94 yards.
Minnesota!
That offense, look, Minnesota's a rebuilding team. They may win 9 games, but offensively.
9 in that division? Mm.
Well, Green Bay's lost Jordan Love for a minute. Chicago's defense is really, really good. Offensively, they could be challenged this year, but Jefferson and Addison, they got some players, man. Minnesota's got some players. We'll see. It is the New York Giants, though.
Sam Darnold.
Trust me, I don't believe in Sam Darnold. I don't believe.
Yeah, I love how he threw an interception. And everyone's asking, like, "Oh, that didn't even happen. Didn't happen." Come on, dude. Sam Darnold. Break. The Niners played against him every day in practice. I think they know what's coming.
You're confident, man. 20-point win in Minnesota?
Well, it's a Casper game. You're going to make this man see ghosts.
Shout out Dave Casper.
Shout out Dave Casper. Ghost to the post.
Team Ghost.
Oh, man. Real quick, before we... You know what? Georgia Los Altos. Step right up, Georgia Los Altos. Then I got to play something that made my weekend. It really did. George, good morning, man. Long time, no talk. You remember how depressing that walk was from Allegiant Stadium? One of the most depressing walks I've had in my life.
I bet it was, man. I bet it was. It has been a while, brother. Welcome back, Monte. You were gone. It wasn't the same, bro. But Joe held it up.
No, he didn't. Oh, wait. My bad. I'm thinking of coach in Los Altos Hills. I got the wrong one mixed up. But, George, I haven't heard from you for a long time. I really, really, you're one of our most knowledgeable fans.
I appreciate that, brother. Thank you so much. I'll tell you, the guy that I think is going to make a difference tonight is the biggest dog we have on offense. It doesn't get a lot of press, but down conversion, he's always there. And I'm talking about Juwan Jennings. He's gonna be under the radar against the defense, and he's gonna surprise a lot of people with what he can do out there. He's an absolute dog, man. So I think he's gonna be a big difference maker on third downs. He's gonna get some great catches when we really need him the most, and I think he's gonna be a big, big factor tonight.
He is another tone setter. He's very underrated, Juwan Jennings. He's got a lot of momentum coming off of that playoff run too. Juwan Jennings, third and Juwan. Brock Purdy loves him on third down. Jimmy loved him on third down. And in a physical football game like this, I do like Juwan Jennings. Hey, that's a good call from George Los Altos.
Gosh, Jimmy. He should have been like wearing the full Rams regalia like Russell Wilson on the sideline.
We suspended for
No, I know. Yeah. But even though he's inactive, just wear the full outfit like Russ. Russ inactive, full outfit, shoulder pads and everything.
All right.
Just looking like a clown.
We're talking about Tom Brady earlier, right?
Yeah.
And he didn't have any memorable calls yesterday or whatnot. Look, he's first game. He's going to get better. He will get better. But you know, I love me some play-by-play announcers. And football was off the hook this week. It started on Thursday. Chiefs, Ravens, they set the tone. And then you got Eagles and Packers in Brazil. They helped elevate the NFL. I was like, wow, with Thursday, Friday, maybe we need Friday Night Football from here on out. And then you get college football, right? Everything's happening on Saturday. Cal goes to Auburn. They get a big win. Shout out to Cal Berkeley. Big win. Bear territory. Auburn, Alabama. Going to the Plains and winning that football game. Stafford bounces back. Michigan loses to Texas, and it wasn't even close. And then we got the upsets of all upsets. Andy Garcia, the voice of Northern Illinois, with the call of maybe the year. You shut it down. You cut it. You didn't play the whole one. Spinotti, we didn't need the whole call. We didn't need the whole call. I can't do the abbreviated version of this, but here it is.
He's lining it up. 5 seconds left. NIU up 16-14. 62-yarder. Snap, hold, Jeter's kick. It's blocked. Picked up by NIU. The Huskies have done it. The Huskies with the biggest upset in NIU history. They come to South Bend, Indiana, and they knock off the number 5 team in the country.
All right, I need the whole thing, Spadoni. I need the whole thing. Because what he said at the end, I had goosebumps. And it goes, how many times are you going to play that call? I said, I don't know, maybe 4 more times. Because
you really hate Notre Dame.
I used to love Notre Dame. Used to love them. I don't even hate them. I get no emotion, but we overrate Notre Dame every single damn year. It's quarterback. Who is it? Riley Leonard?
Yeah, transfer.
Oh, gosh. Come on, man. Their passing game is stuck in 1975.
Sure.
Where are they going to evolve their passing game?
It's hard to get kids to go to a 4-year university where you actually have to go to school.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you know this, Bonte, but graduation rates matter at a private school like Notre Dame.
You sound like my guy, Bob Fitzgerald. Well, I love you, Fitz. I hear that from Fitz all the time.
But it's the truth.
And you better start doing what USC's doing.
I live with these people. I love these people. They're part of my family.
Last time Notre Dame won a national championship, who's their quarterback? Tony Rice. And they were like, well, you know, Tony Rice, what our standards really shouldn't have been here. But you know what? It is what it is. It is what it is.
Exceptions can always be made.
It's a lot easier getting kids to want to go to Southern California than it is to go to South Bend.
Oh, so we're blaming South Bend for why Notre Dame is bad?
It's a little more difficult.
I mean, guys go to...
Maybe they're just overrated.
Guys go to Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Yeah,
They go to Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Because the acceptance rate is like, right. are you breathing? I mean, yes, you're in.
I mean, Happy Valley, Penn State, people go there. They, I don't know what the hell's a happy. That valley ain't happy.
Michigan's a pretty big-time institution. You know,
Ann Arbor.
People go there.
I've been to Ann Arbor. Ain't much in Ann Arbor. I've been up there.
And Harbaugh had to beg them to lower their standards so he could get players in.
He's going to do it anyway. It's what time it is. I think Wilson and them got up there, man. You got the entire call. I want the entire call. The entire call. Because he said something at the end, and I thought about Daryl the Guru Johnson when he said it. Do we have it? We have it? Play it.
We
play
do. Before. It's long, but I want to play on the other side because right. I also right. want to hear Bonte. The coach afterwards, Thomas Hammack, might have been one of the great, like most emotional speeches I've heard from head coach in a long time.
Loved it. Loved it. Loved it. Notre Dame.
Notre shame.
Your team's 0-2. And you have DJ as quarterback. Hey,
who's won a national championship recently? I think Florida State had like three since the last time Notre Dame's won one. Oh.
Still 0-2 in DJ, though.
Seriously.
Hey, at least we didn't lose in Northern Illinois. What's coming up in the game brought to you by Chilton Autobody? Our last keys to the game. Three things you got to see tonight. It's going down. Jets, Niners, the day's finally here. It's been 210 days since the Niners hit the field for a meaningful game. Well, it means something today, folks. Purdy and company are back. They are back in business. That's what's coming up. Brought to you by Chilton Autobody.
In the city, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Shout out Travis King out there making hits for the street. You know your team's doing well when you get rap songs. Like, every city can't have a rap song. Like, if the Colts were good, who's doing the rap out there in Indianapolis? You know there's somebody out there dropping Colts bars.
You do know that Gary, Indiana is pretty...
Oh, no, my little brother lived there for a while. I know all about Gary, Indiana.
And let's just
Indiana.
Put it this way. I'm sure there are some artists that are coming out of that area.
I met somebody at Dumas' wedding. One of his boys was from Indianapolis. And it was like, yeah, Naptown, you got to stay downtown. You just basically have to stay downtown.
Oh.
If you venture out, it could get rough. By the way, our boy Big Cam. So I see Mattson in here. Uh-huh. Our boy Big Cam. Matt Nahiga was desperate. We couldn't find anybody to run Warrior games this year. Sterling Bennett tapped out.
Okay, why are you crushing someone? Here we go.
No, I'm not crushing someone. We were desperate, man. We needed somebody to run Warrior games. I got my boy Killer Cam running Warriors games, the pride of SF State. Killer Cam Cam. But guys, he just keeps resurfacing, man. He can't kill Killer Cam. And now they got my boy stuck on Warriors games. Good luck working with RC Davis and Tim right now. Cam, I'm proud of you, man. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. Network coordinator for the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, network coordinator.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Cool. Alex Scott was once a network coordinator. Yeah. And we got Killer Cam. Yeah. One of the ones and twos.
Was Sterling, who's on the postgame show today, he did it last year?
Yeah.
Nice. Yep. Now, were you ever network coordinator for the Giants?
Oh, yeah. I did Giants games. I did Warriors games. Absolutely. The only games I didn't do were Niners games. I did a lot of Giants games. A ton of Giants games. Did Warrior games, too. Important Warrior. I did the Warriors game with AFS to the Western Conference Finals for the first time since 75 when they beat Memphis in Game 6. And I was stressing, Chaska. I was in the studio by myself. And my head's just the whole time. I couldn't even enjoy the game.
You were at Caleb Williams yesterday.
Yeah, I was. I was jittery as hell. I did. Tim Roy goes, you know, Bonte, I really feel like we're entering the golden era of Golden State Warriors basketball. What do you know? Tim Roy was right. Four championships later, a few banners, finals appearances, a new building, and all that stuff. By the way, the Warriors, check this out before we get back to football. Chase Center. Apparently Chase Center. They've generated over $4.2 billion for the San Francisco economy, including over $2.9 billion in direct spend and over $1 billion in spend recirculation since opening in 2019. Yeah, I mean, wow. It's a lot of numbers here. They generated a lot of money. A lot of money.
So it's funny, whenever they do those economic impact reports,
right.
you know, people that are actually in the know say that they're all BS. There's no way to quantify the actual amount of money that any kind of event, whether it be the Super Bowl, a stadium, of this. Like, you have a general idea if something's working or not.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. Like, the specifics of that, I'm sure the Warriors have made tons of money, and I bet that they would never admit to all of their all of their stuff publicly. And, well, they have to for tax purposes, but you get where I'm going. And then, what's the economic trickle-down for the Starbuckses in the area and all that? I don't know. Who knows? Hey. But I know it's wildly profitable for the Warriors.
Yeah, no, and they had a block party yesterday celebrating a five-year anniversary. I saw Festus out there.
God, 5 years already.
DJ D Sharp was out there on the ones and twos, man. I mean, Chase Center, Thrive City is always packed. Concerts, comedy shows, basketball games. Wait till they get the Women's Final Four. We've got the All-Star game coming. So the Warriors, printing money, kind of like the San Francisco 49ers. Before we get to NIU, because I want to hear the call over and over again, let's get to Father Time in Napa. It's been a while. Father Time, undefeated.
Hey, long time no talk. I'm going to give you some names. You ready?
I'm ready. You ready?
John Taylor. I'm ready. John Taylor, Brent Jones, Roger Craig, Jerry, Slipping, Rice. Do you guys think those were playmakers, maybe? You know what quarterback they surrounded primarily? His name was Joe Montana. I am not suggesting that Joe Montana and Brock Purdy should be in the same room. What I am saying is this notion that, well, he's only good because of playmakers. It's ridiculous. It's a symbiotic relationship. Football is the best team sport of all time. Those that say that Brock Purdy only has it because of his, you know, that his supporting cast don't even understand football, right? They don't really know what's happening. I mean, what about the defense that sets them up in great field position? Enough of that. I think it's Poetry Monday, right? I listened to some 4.5 minutes of quote unquote slam poetry. Can I hit you with two of mine?
Sure.
First one's for my Irish family, right? There once was a boy named Brock Purdy. Picked last because he was so nerdy. But he started a game and it ain't been the same. He's going to get paid because the Niners will win that for surely. And then lastly, for real erudites, look up that word, Niners fans. Real erudites, here we go. Haiku. New season. Open. Grass. Sky. Fall. Game speak pure truth. False. Wisdom. Expert.
You know you can't flush those Spadoni. Come on, man. He's doing poetry on the air. It takes a lot of courage to do a haiku on the air.
This is football.
It's romantic.
What is this? This is John Fischendo?
It's the mosaic of 49ers football, man.
No, that's the Sunday night afternoon show.
You can't.
Before Walter comes on.
I'll take a limerick. When you start going haikus on game day, I don't know. That might be more baseball season.
Hey, Father Time, I guess your call was good, man. You need to contact Flooring Water Plumbing Drain at FlooringWater.net. Cam, was that a thumbs up or thumbs out? Should he have been flushed? It was. Hey, man, I'm trying to be cool.
Just don't flush Tim Roy on the call. Don't do that. Just...
The first one, I don't know. When he said for surely, I was like, oh, boy. What is going on with this show? We haven't had nobody curse yet. We got to hit the trifecta. Where's Tony at to get in the zone? Where's BPA? Tony, where's our hard hitters at? Right, no, Tony. Get in the zone, Tony. Where's BPA? No, you know what BPA's doing?
Huh.
He's too busy tweeting at us about Farhan. Hey, BPA, I don't care about the Giants right now. It's football season.
Did you see him obsessing over Josh Allen? And I sent him all of the stats of Josh Allen.
Oh, no, he said Josh Allen.
If we want to have a sophisticated conversation about Josh Allen, like, he keeps losing in the playoffs. And I'm like, well, wait a minute here. Like, gosh, I don't know. Someone's trying to call me right now.
13 seconds, Kansas City, Arrowhead Stadium. He did his job. Last year, the kicker's got to make the kick.
Yes.
Receivers have to catch the football, for crying out loud.
I looked up the numbers. These are his stats in the playoffs. He averages, these are 10 games, 275 yards passing.
Yeah.
He has basically 60 yards rushing per game, half a touchdown rushing, and his 21-4 touchdown to interception ratio in the playoffs.
He's been really good.
Really good?
He's been really good. He's been really good.
Really good? 21-4?
I know. He's been, that's why I... Josh Allen was the one guy who asked Shanahan rethinking his entire process about the quarterback position. Josh Allen did that.
Does anyone think that McDermott knows what he's doing on the offensive side of the ball?
No, that's why he's got Joe Brady there.
And I'm not trying to rip. I like McDermott probably more than most people do. Like, he's won a lot of games.
No, he's good.
Josh Allen has yet to miss a game, okay, in five straight years. And, we could argue about, you know, could he win the big one or whatever. He has won double-digit games five consecutive years and not thrown less than 29 touchdowns in any of those years.
He's amazing. He's amazing.
He's a great player.
He's amazing.
Allen is awesome.
And they got a whole new core there with Shakur. I mean, I know he was there, but Keon Coleman's new. Matt Collins now has got an elevated role. By the way, my boy James Cook looked great. James Cook looked great. I've been obsessed with running backs. You ever get exhausted sometimes? Maybe not. But we all talk about quarterbacks. Quarterback, quarterback, quarterback. I like to talk about other positions sometimes. And so, like, running back, I think it's been diluted so much, and for some reason we've been brainwashed that running backs aren't that important. Hell, they are. Hell, they are. Saquon, McCaffrey, Mixon yesterday with the Houston Texans. You got James Cook doing digs at all three downs. By the way, our boy Ray Davis got some run yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Ray Davis got some run yesterday to back up James Cook. These running backs, man, you need a damn good running back. You need some running backs. No, Josh Allen is, I don't know what BPA was, so I didn't reply to one of them. BPA is just, I don't know, he's out there. Richie Rich, Livermore, what's happening? Richie Rich.
Hey guys, how you doing?
What's up, Richie
what's
Rich?
What's up, baby? How you guys doing?
Good, man,
so,
good.
Hey, I think, you know, Rodgers ain't played in 2 years, right? I think it's really imperative Bosa and Malcolm set that tone off the gates. You know, knock him on his ass right away, put the pressure on him.
Yep.
That's going to determine the game, if you ask me. I think the offense is going to roll. They're going to click, they're going to roll. Man, Debo's going to have a big game tonight, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's how it starts right there. So what's up with you guys? You guys in tailgate today or what?
I will be down around 2:30, but I'm going to be locked in. I'm set. I'm in the press box today, so I'm going to be in journalist mode. I'm going down the field. I need to see the warm-ups. I need to see how Rodgers looks. I need to see Garrett Wilson run some routes before practice or before the game. I need to see how Christian McCaffrey looks in his warm-up. How does he look in his warm-up? So I'll be locked in.
I'll be walking around the parking lot.
I may wait one lap, but now I'm locked in, dude. I'm in that stadium early today.
Hit that lap and get a beer at the Niner Empire with me, B.
Niner Empire will be going down. So, hey, Richie Rich, real quick. What's changed about the tailgate? Because everybody's made noise about the tailgate. I've been lost in the sauce here when it comes to the tailgate at Levi's Stadium. What's the restrictions? What is everybody making a fuss about when it comes to the tailgating?
So they said the music, no more loud music, which is crazy because we always have it lit, right? So that's the main thing where it's like no music, but like a noise order, and it's just like what the hell?
Who would make that? Then, who would fight for? Who would even want that? Well, what?
That's what I'm saying. You know, not an empire. They always got performance. They got, you know, they got the Bay rappers coming in sometimes, and then you got that new parking lot deal now. So when you come in, like they're directing you where to go. So if you're in a big group, they can separate you now, which is jacked up because you want to get there together, right? Or you hold a spot for someone like, hey, B, I'll see you there at 3 or whatever, so I'll hold you a parking spot. But then you come in, and now they don't allow you to go there. They just put you wherever you want. So it's kind of messing the experience up. It's kind of wild.
Yeah. Well, there's a noise ordinance complaint? Who? What Karen in Santa Clara is doing that? That's ridiculous.
It's crazy. I'm telling you, it's crazy. I said the same thing. I'm like, all right, well, I know we're going to break the rules, so what's going to happen after that? You know what I'm saying?
Are they going to just have cops walking through saying, hey, I need you to lower your music for a tailgate?
There's no way they're going to.
Well, you never know.
That's insane. Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
I know Santa Clara.
The same thing, y'all. So, you know, Santa Clara. Hey, they got the Karens out.
No, but you know what, though? The Santa Clara PD do a great job. We met a couple when we did a broadcast.
No, I don't think it's the police's fault.
No, it's not the police's fault.
This is clearly someone in the area, a resident of some sort, is complaining. It's absurd. And if there's a politician that's trying to enforce this rule, get a life.
Yeah.
Get a life.
Exactly.
Get a life. I mean, seriously.
I'll see you guys, baby. Right, go Niners. Let's get it cracking.
Part of signing up for having the team play in your city is, you get some of the overflow. Some of the overflow of negativity is like, it costs a little more to clean and to set up the ingress, egress. Like that goes with the territory. And, it's going to be loud on game day.
It should be loud.
Yeah.
It should be loud. 888-957-9570.
Keep it quiet at your tailgate. Don't have too much fun.
888-957-9570. The Niners will win if. I want you roasters to fill in the blank. 888-957-9570. We'll do a little rapid fire here before game day. We'll hand it off to Steiny and Guru live at the Hilton Hotel. And then don't miss the kickoff show this afternoon with Willard and Dibs live 2 hours before the game at the Hilton Santa Clara for delicious food, great drinks, the best pregame show in the Bay Area, presented by Habas Law. You've been wronged. Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HabasLaw.com. Again, the Hilton Hotel with those chicken tenders and that sauce. 888-957-9570. Play a little rapid fire. Before that, we'll play some. I got to play this call. I got to play the call. But 888-957-9570. The Niners will win if, and you fill in the blanks. Spadoni, do we have the full call from Andy Garcia, NIU? Then we'll play the highlight. Shask, we got to play the full call. This got to be up there for the call of the year. Call of the year.
He's lining it up. 5 seconds left. NIU up 16-14. 62-yarder. Snap, hold, Jeter's kick. It's blocked! It's blocked! It's blocked! Picked up by NIU! Picked up by NIU! The Huskies have done it! The Huskies with the biggest upset in NIU history! They come to South Bend, Indiana, and they knock off the number 5 team in the country! NIU 16, Notre Dame 14. The football gods were shining down on NIU!
The football gods. Somewhere there where the Guru Johnson loves that. The football gods exist, Steiny. The football gods were shining down on NIU. What an interception there in the fourth quarter. The kick almost went. Their final kick was like, whoa, what's going on here? And then you got the coach. What's the coach's name? Coach Hammock? Coach Hammock. Go ahead, Spadoni. How about this after the game? And here it is right. No, I have it. All right, I have it right here.
This is NIU's first win against a top 10 opponent ever. And for people who need context, you wore this jersey. It's deep for you. Why?
Yeah, I'm so proud of our kids, the coaches, just everybody. They believed. They believed. And we came here and got it done.
You told your guys this week that you didn't need anyone to be a superhero or superhuman. They just needed to be their best. What kind of performances did you see out there?
They listened to what I said. I told them all week, we don't need luck. We just got to be our best. And they was their best today. And we was able to get it done.
Where is this emotion coming from for you?
You know, all these guys that have been with our program, been through the ups and downs, and they continue to fight.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they my kids. I'm happy for the adversity, the push through. But, you know, no matter the situation, I just could be more proud. I'm sorry.
Biggest win.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
IU history, one of the worst losses in Notre Dame history. One of the worst. That can't be good for Coach Freeman. I'm pulling for the brother, man. I'm pulling for the brother. But what made me jump off the Notre Dame bandwagon was how they did my brother Ty Willingham. And then all of a sudden they wanted to praise Charlie Weiss when he won with Ty Willingham's players. Man, Coach Freeman. I hope you didn't buy a house out there, South Bend.
Can you name? Oh, he's fine. Can you name some famous alum from NIU?
Tony Romo,
Ned Coletti.
Ned Coletti. Did Jimmy Garoppolo go there?
I know Jimmy Ward Eastern? Did. I think Jimmy Ward Eastern did.
No,
Illinois.
Yeah, he's Eastern Illinois.
Him and Tony Romo and Sean Payton.
Yeah. Eastern Illinois. Yeah. Oh, Michael, so Tony? I thought Tony went to Northern. So Jimmy Ward.
I thought Jimmy was in Northern Illinois too.
Yeah. Jimmy Ward and Jaquaski Tart.
Wow.
And Michael the Burner Turner.
Wow. Michael the Burner Turner. I once had a Chargers fan tell me, we should Herschel Walker or LaDainian Tomlinson. Trade him, get all the picks. We have Michael Turner. He could do what LT does. I'll never forget that guy. His name was Tom. Worked at Peach Coffee with me.
You remember that quarterback NIU had? I think he was like top five in the Heisman. Jordan Lynch for a second. Jordan Lynch. Yeah, they played him like the Orange Bowl, I think, that year.
Oh, yeah, they got blown out. Destroyed. Right? Destroyed in Florida. Somebody,
something like that. Or Virginia Tech or something. Them, yeah.
NIU. The Notre Dame fans are not happy. They're not happy. Damn, what a... Oregon almost got upset by Boise State. All right, let's focus back on the NFL. 888-957-9570.
I'm reading here that Great America is the one that complained about the noise. Great America. Shut up.
They're getting shut down in a minute.
I mean, aren't they closed on game days?
Shut up.
Oh, my God.
So, wait, how can they be too loud for them if... Whatever.
I mean, dude, what a nightmare.
So... When the Niners moving back to San Francisco, 2030, 2035, new stadium. Look, downtown's dead right now in San Francisco. They're shut down malls. I tell you what, forget the drive-in theater, the Cow Palace. You knock down Bloomingdale's. You knock down the whole parking structure. You put a stadium right there. You got BART. You got Underground Muni, the Metro system. You got Muni on the street. Just build it right there. Knock down Bloomingdale's. Knock down that Old Navy. Shout out to Old Navy. I don't want you guys to lose money. Maybe relocate somewhere. Just put the stadium right there. Get them back in the city. Now you get a football stadium, and then a 10-minute walk, you get the Giants Stadium, Oracle Park, and then a 15, 20-minute walk, you get the Chase Center.
It's going to be perfect. Roasting today. I'm looking forward to it.
So, you know, I'm not trying to say... If you want to move back, there's plenty of space in the city.
Oh, in our lives, they will have a new stadium in our lives. I don't know when. I don't pretend to, you know, I'm knock on wood, hopefully going to stay alive long enough, but I believe that they'll have another stadium at some point. Look at the shelf life on these stadiums. They're not that. I think Arrowhead's 50 years old, and they're going to try to get a new stadium. And Arrowhead's still nice.
They threatened to move to the state of Kansas.
Well. Now's the time to do it when you're in the midst of a dynasty.
Get
you gotta do whatever you want.
2030, the Niners will be back. You guys want me to be mayor now? No, hell no, I don't want that job.
I saw the mayor yesterday.
London Breed, shout out to London
Breed. So yesterday was the fire, it was the first responders, but the fire and police mass.
Wait a minute, you did a lot yesterday.
Yeah.
You went to church.
Uh-huh. 9:30 mass, it's family mass.
You saw Rocco's daughter play soccer?
After that.
How the hell did you watch Red Zone Football?
I went straight home and lied on the couch. I even DoorDashed and swooped it up myself. Guerra's for, I got myself some food for the week and some sandwiches. Oh, your boy is efficient these days.
Do a lot on a Sunday. Football
and I
Sunday.
Cleaned out the garage first thing in the morning.
Only thing I did, no, actually, yesterday was laundry day, so I did laundry, but was able to do it during commercial breaks.
It was pretty cool, though, at St. Cecilia's. So we show up. I didn't know it was a special mass because I usually go. I'm going, there's no parking. What is going on around here? And they had two fire trucks, like both facing each other with their ladder thingy all the way up. Yeah. And they had a huge, it had to be a 100-foot American flag.
Wow.
And so there were sheriffs, there were police officers, there were EMTs, there were fire department, firefighters. Everybody was there. And then Mayor London Breed was there. So was the bishop. It was great. It was a beautiful mass.
Did you say hi to the mayor?
I saw her walking by. We did an unofficial head nod. I don't think she saw me.
She knows who you are.
Uh-huh.
She knows you very well.
And then I saw Father Patrick. I saw Father Mike.
I saw you post a picture of Uncle Danny.
Yeah, I teared up. You know, I was thinking about my own dad and seeing the little guy. He loves his uncle very, very much. And Danny was in full uniform, and he let him hold the little star, and he was holding the star.
LJ was at the fire truck.
He was having
a great
time.
Kids love fire trucks.
Dude, they love them.
They love fire trucks.
I just bought him this new big plasticky truck set. My brother's got all the toys at his house.
Yeah. Speaking of toys, every time you try to throw a toy out, no. So I haven't played with this in 2 years, so I don't care. By the way, we did something fun in Burlingame. Shout out to Burlingame.
What'd you do?
Watch it to Square Park. They have movie nights every other Friday.
Oh.
So they had the movie, Spinoni would know the movie. Is it Sing or Sigh with a... all of the different animals and stuff like that.
Yeah, Sing. Yeah, Matthew McConaughey's the koala.
Yeah. There you go.
Really?
We went to go watch Sing. We got it's fun. Gym class. Yeah, we had a fun night. It was a good night out there, bro.
McConaughey was at the Texas game.
He was.
Quinn Ewers looking good.
Hey, Arch what? Arch might not play this year.
Arch got a little paunch going. Did anyone else notice that?
Arch might not play. Well, it was a little cold in Michigan. Maybe it was a built in,
It's not like Peyton Manning and Eli Manning were like the gold standard of physiques.
It was their brother, Coop.
888-957-9570. I see some texts already. We'll get to the calls. 888-957-9570. The Niners will win if this happens. Shasky, you start.
Yeah, if Nick Bosa sacks the quarterback. And if Brock Purdy has time to throw the ball, as long as he's got time to throw, I think that they're going to put up at least 30 points in this game.
Ooh.
God, I can't wait for that.
I can't wait for that either. Let's go to, is it Kondo and Martinez? Sound. Is it Kondo? Kundo. Kundo and Martinez.
Yes, sir.
Kundo, what's up,
yes,
baby?
Sir.
The Niners will win
The Niners will win if they win the turnover battle. We got two top defenses here. Got two great quarterbacks. Brock Purdy just has to take care of the football. You got the resources. You got the weapons. You got to go get it done. Third down, Jenny's got to do a thing. You just got to represent, man. Let's go get this W week one.
All right. There it is. Love it. I'm loving it in Spadoni. I'll put it at Spadoni, but Spadoni first, and then Love it. Love is what? Looking at Giants box scores. Right
no,
now.
He's doing a great job.
I'm teaching Cam how to do the.
He is. He's being a great, wise Jedi master back
Cam,
here.
Cam, come on. Keep it real, Cam. He's showing you the batting averages from this weekend in San Diego, Petco Park. Come
not
on.
That much to show. The Niners win tonight. Oh, I see a time of possession victory. Hold on to the ball. Jets can't score if they don't have the ball, right? So I want to see one of those nice, long 9-minute drives from Kyle Shanahan to start this game. Put points on the board right away. Let's double them up a little bit. I want to see the Niners always having the ball tonight.
All right, there it is. Spadoni.
Pressure Aaron Rodgers, you win this game. That's literally all you have to do. Get in his face. He will get flustered. He is not the same guy anymore athletically. Get in his face, you will win the game. So, Nick Bosa, I'm looking at you. I'm looking at Leonard Floyd to have two sacks tonight, too.
Oh, I like that call.
I kind of like that. I have no feel for what Aaron Rodgers is going to do. If he came out and looked great, I'd believe you. If he came out and looked really rusty, I'd believe you. If he just came out and looked completely washed, I'd believe you. Like, I really want to see his mobility in the pocket. And then, when you have an injury like he had, do you get a little gun shy?
Yeah.
You know, part of what makes the great quarterbacks great, and you saw Stafford do it over and over last night. Yep. I'm getting hit in the face mask, and I'm going to stay in there, and I'm going to try to deliver this ball across the field. Rodgers, he's an all-time player. I want to see if he's willing to step into his throws tonight.
888-957-9570. The Niners will win if... I say the Niners will win if they get relentless pressure on Aaron Rodgers. Now, numbers, I don't know what that looks like. Can you get a couple sacks? Can you get a couple holding calls? Can you keep the New York Jets in long down and distance situations? Again, I don't want Aaron Rodgers or company, because if you're starting to face 3rd-and-3, 2nd-and-3, 3rd-and-2, 2nd-and-1, all of a sudden Breece Hall, that tells me Breece Hall is a factor in this football game. So how do you eliminate Breece Hall, the home run hitter for the New York Jets? Keep the Jets in third long situations, 3rd-and-7, 3rd-and-8, 3rd-and-11, 3rd-and-12. Keep them in long down and distance situations so that pass rush can have time to get to Aaron Rodgers.
Breece Hall scares me so much. If we were talking about the one guy that I think can really crush the Niners, it would be the run game with Breece Hall. That means they're controlling tempo. They're staying on down and distance. That opens up play action. Even if Aaron Rodgers isn't able to move around like he used to, we know that he likes to keep the ball out of harm's way, but keeping him in long third down situations gives your pass rush time. They got to bottle up Breece. Yeah. They got to. Well,
this is Fred Warner. We haven't talked, you know, we've gone a couple weeks now. We talked Bosa. Yeah. We talked Leonard Floyd. We talked Collins. We talked Hargrave. We talk about the quarters. We talk about Mustafa. We talk about Tig Brown. We discuss the offense ad nauseum. But Fred Warner, number 54, with Breece Hall's out of the backfield, Fred Warner will probably be shadowing him.
Mm.
You don't want Devondre Campbell trying to keep up with Breece Hall. Fred Warner, his assignment tonight is following Breece Hall everywhere he goes. Fred Warner's got to play lights out. Now, I don't anticipate him not doing that, but this has to be behind the defensive line. Fred Warner's got to clean up things sideline to sideline, that intermediate passing tree right there in that deep zone where there's 10 yards off the line of scrimmage. He's got to drop back in that zone to deal with. Breece Hall's running screen plays, flare routes, swing routes, whatever it is, Fred Warner's got to be in his face.
Are you worried at all about the start for the rookie Dominic Pooney or for Colton McKivitz?
Not really worried about anything, to be honest with you. Not worried. Like nervous energy, maybe anxiousness just to see, because I understand week one is not the end all be all. That's my mindset. Week one, there's going to be some sloppiness. There's going to be things you want to clean up. Nobody's going to play a perfect game in week number one, unless you're the Saints playing the Panthers. But Pooty will get a crash course with Quinton Williams. We're going to see right away if he struggles against Quinton Williams. Now all of a sudden, Johnny from the bleachers in section 402 is going to say, "Well, what about Burford? What about Burford? Play Burford." So you don't want that after week one.
Well, I look at like all the young players that showed flashes in the preseason. Bo Nix, Caleb, Jaden Daniels. A lot of those guys struggled yesterday.
Yep.
And Pooney has looked really good. Will he struggle? It's just, you know, this is a big spot against a really good team. And I can understand being a little overwhelmed in week one. I don't know if you heard the broadcast during the Caleb game, but they said, "Hey, we did the C.J. Stroud first game last year. And then we had him 5 weeks later. And it was like watching a completely different player." Yep. That first game, he was not the same.
Mm-hmm.
And then weeks later, it was as if he had matured multiple seasons. Yep. So, you know, week one is always different.
It's always different. You never know. I mean, hell, the Bengals lost to the Patriots. The Jaguars were about to go up 24-7 on the Dolphins. With Travis Etienne, who didn't fumble all last season, fumbles at the one-yard line. Next thing you know, the Dolphins are back in it, and they still a football game. Hell, the Bills were down 17-3. Arizona was rolling yesterday in Orchard Park. Rolling.
Who gets more sideline shots, Saleh or Shanahan?
Oh, it's Shanahan. It's Shanahan. Because a lot of people believe Shanahan has the most riding on this season. Not in terms of him being on the hot seat, not in terms of him fighting for his job, but in terms of getting it done. We just had Stugatz on. And what did Stugatz drop in there? "Well, you know, Shanahan's his genius. We'll go win one then." It's like, that's what everybody says about Shanahan. Go win one then.
I'm watching the game last night, and I can't tell you how many times they cut to Dan Campbell and Sean McVay and Dan Campbell and Sean McVay and Dan Campbell and Sean McVay. It's over and over and over again. Those teams... Like, Dan Campbell is their identity. I mean, he really is. And Sean McVay is their identity. It's a trip how the coaches have so much influence in the sport of football.
Is Shanahan the identity of Niners? Is he the face of the Niners?
Or is have CMC, it's so hard for me to say that he's the face. Because CMC is like one of the faces of the league. The league's got to be thrilled he's out of Carolina.
Brock Purdy, Bosa, Debo. You could make the case that Shanahan may be the face of the 49ers. When people go to him saying he's got the most riding on a season, we jump to Shanahan, not Purdy, not Bosa, not Debo, not Ayuk. We jump to Kyle Shanahan as a guy who has the most riding on a season.
I think we also get four or five cutaways to John Lynch. We're always good for a couple of those. Howie Roseman on the sidelines, they kept showing him late in that game for the new the Eagles broadcast on Peacock. Was it Peacock?
Friday night was Peacock.
Yeah. And they kept cutting to him on the sidelines. It does feel like John likes to come down onto the field, but they'll even show him in the booth.
Did you see Arizona Cardinals GM?
No.
He was on the field. So that last play, where Kyler Murray threw it to Dortch. I don't know what that sound was. Kyler Murray threw it to Dortch, and it was incomplete. That's outside. We can hear outside.
Yeah, it was crazy. I felt like there was a plane landing on the building here.
CMC needs to get a new barber if he's the face of the league. His haircut's not bad. But he threw an incompletion right to Dortch on the goal line there. You see it on the 4th and 7. Dortch, it's an incomplete pass right there at the goal line. How is Arizona's GM right there watching the ball, he's like, damn it.
With Marvin Harrison Jr. wide open?
First, Kyler was running around, man. Running around. That would have been.
I'm here for all the Kyler Murray memes. They're so funny.
They were balling yesterday. 17-3 were rolling. Rolling.
They'll show like the Altuve Aaron Judge photo and they'll be like Kyler standing next to his receivers. There's just so many good ones.
Oh man. Kyler 57 rushing yards yesterday. Titans were up 17-0 on the Bears. They come back and win thanks to their defense. So the cutaway stuff, who's got a lot riding on it? Man, it's football season. And we're going to have a lot to talk about tomorrow.
You think
that
they're going to bring up the Ricky Pearsall incident over and over and over again?
They'll talk about Ricky Pearsall. They'll talk about everything that's happened up to this point with the 49ers. And they'll discuss the Super Bowl, how they lost in overtime. Like, even Mike Tirico yesterday, there was 13 overtime games last year. None ended with a tie. Even the Super Bowl with the overtime. And I'm like, thanks, Mike. We knew that. You didn't have to bring that up.
Happy birthday, Ricky Pearsall, by the way.
Is it his birthday?
It
is his birthday today. Yeah, Niners tweeted it out a little while ago.
How old?
22, right?
Is he 22? Let me double check.
23, I think.
Yeah, maybe. Are they going to do something for Ricky Pearsall? I'm going to get a standing ovation.
24
years old. Wow.
24?
Man, he's old.
Trey Lance is still younger than him.
Damn. Trey Lance, man.
Ooh, this is the ghost of Trey Lance.
Oh, poor guy.
Did he gobble up into your hearts yesterday?
No, he's a third string, right? Isn't Cooper Rush in front of him?
Oh, man.
He can't even get on the field.
Poor guy. Just a poor guy.
Poor guy or poor us?
Honestly, if I'm the Raiders, I just trade for him to start him the rest of the way. Well, why not?
If I'm you know, Kyle Shanahan, I'm like, yes. Every time Deshaun plays bad, it's like, take a little more heat off the Trey Lance trade. Because that's not... Right now, the Deshaun trade is the worst trade in the history of the NFL.
You think so?
Oh, Bonte. $230 million guaranteed?
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
They made the playoffs with Baker.
Yeah.
They beat their rival, the Steelers.
But you got to remember, a lot of people were down on
Baker.
No
doubt.
A lot of people were down on Baker. Like, when he left Cleveland, his stock was sold out. Like, people were complaining about commercials and this and that. Baker did it.
He went to Carolina and the Rams. Right. Baker, before going to the Bucs.
Baker's balling at Tampa. Tampa Bay, good win for them yesterday.
No, but like Deshaun was a good player and looks like he can't play.
Yeah, he doesn't look good at all. Doesn't look good. All right, Fast Five time.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
I do love that.
I can't wait to hear Troy on the call tonight. That's a guy that when you have two like really good quarterbacks, that's the perfect person I want on a broadcast. As I jump in with my final thoughts first and just cut off your lead.
No, so I apologize. Fine.
And that's also, real quick.
I want you guys to come in and take it first.
Real quick.
I'll get the ideas, love it.
We heard from earlier someone called or texted in about Big Pun. We have a rejoin and stuff like that. He messaged all of us on Instagram. This is what he said. Thank you guys for the love. I had a heart attack.
Oh my God.
I got cleared 5 times. I was out for 3 days. First thing I did this morning was turn on the roast. Love you, brother. So Big
I love
Pun,
you too, buddy.
You're on the mend. We love you. Glad you're with us.
God is good, man. Yeah, look, no my dad had one of those. You know, I've seen a lot of different people have them.
Yeah.
Some people bounce back, and Lucas's dad had a heart thing, and he's still playing ball, you know?
Yeah.
It's so random. And like, as we get this, this is why when I see people fighting at games, life is too short, everybody. Like, I told you, I want to bring my son. I seen you post pictures of your daughter going to games. Life's too short, and there's enough stuff that can kill you. Why fight someone at a game when you spent hundreds of dollars to park and to go in and enjoy yourself? Like, everybody respect everyone tonight, and let's not have any stupid videos circulating and any real life drama. Let's have fun, Niner fans. Let's be, you know, somewhat civil. You can tell jokes and all that stuff. Let's not fight. Come on. Come on, fan base.
I agree.
Let's be better than that.
I agree. Things happen. These stadiums, man. Just keep your mouth shut. Love it. Go ahead with a final thought.
My final thought is, I think Niners really need a 1-0 start to the season just to completely clear away all the craziness of the offseason. It was a crazy offseason. It was even a crazier training camp and preseason. You start 1-0 tonight. Offseason? Preseason? What are you talking about? I don't remember any of that. So that's on line tonight.
My final thought is, Coach Prime, you might be in trouble, buddy. You might be in some trouble, Coach Prime.
When I seen him throw that ball,
when I seen him throw,
I said, Prime?
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. You in trouble.
And Nebraska hasn't had a win like that since the 90s.
Yeah, they need that bad.
Well, they had $50 million. Was it Martinez's? Who were the quarterbacks?
Yeah, they had a lot of Martinez's.
Like different Martinez's. Yeah, I thought it was the same guy just there for 12 years.
No doubt about it. When I seen him throw that ball. Anyway, that's my final thought. Prime time, you might be in trouble. And we ain't talking about CBSSportsLive.com and their media members. We're talking about your job status in Colorado, man.
When I seen him throw that ball, I was like, oh, my God.
Can you do the, where was the, oh, Alex, you might be in trouble. Where's the, oh. He wasn't lying. Alex was in trouble. They shipped his ass out the next offseason.
I mean, by the way, the Jaden Daniels thing, he's going to be a really good fantasy quarterback. I watched that game. He can't hit the right side of a barn currently.
Yeah, I know.
And he scored a couple of late touchdowns.
Oh, fantasy-wise,
he's going to be
legit.
Great for fantasy.
But
I don't know about
reality.
Him.
Well, it's early, Shasky.
No,
speak,
I know.
But it's his first game
of
the
season.
It's
Dan Quinn.
Yeah, but it's his first game of his career.
Quinn?
It's his first game of his career. Give him some time. Give him time. All right? These guys are not bust or geniuses after week one. No overreactions. We will have overreactions in week one later.
No,
in the week.
I will react. The Giants suck and the Panthers suck. No,
well, they suck, but you can't say Jaden Daniels.
The Raiders,
I don't know
too.
About him.
How'd Bo Nix look?
Oh, yeah. Your boy, Bo Nix. Shotsy, not
Should have had five picks.
I'm not going to talk about that. Fast Five brought to you by Xfinity. At home or on the go, you get the fastest internet to all your devices. Head on down to the Hilton, where Steiny and Guru, Willard and Dibs will be at all day long, starting now right here on 95.7 The Game. Have a good day and enjoy game one between the Niners and the Jets.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!